You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to be talking about books, actually books that will inspire you. And I barely make posts about books on my podcast because I find that I don't really have enough time to break down all the knowledge that is, you know, contained within these books. But today I wanted to really talk about this post because first off, I got several likes and comments and messages. But just because I really care about these books and I think that everybody should read them at least once. But before we get started, please share this podcast with a friend or a family member that you know is looking for a couple of new reads. These books will definitely change their lives, will make them happier, and they will make them more productive, and it will really build a lot of confidence. So if you know anybody that is looking to read a book, please share this podcast with them.
So the first book is Deep Work by Cal Newport, C-A-L Newport. Now, the reason why I find this book very inspiring is because first off, it has a lot, it's packed with knowledge that will help you get good and climb to the top of any industry, really. But second of all is because it really resonated with me. Now, the book Deep Work talks about the importance of really dialing in and working without getting distracted for an extended period of time. And what Cal Newport says is that in order for you to be successful, you need to get good very fast at hard things. You need to master hard things very fast. There is a market for it right now because of, you know, new software and new industries that are, you know, really getting created out of thin air. But most importantly is because a lot of people's attention is getting dumbed down by electronic devices and messages and instant messaging and social media. So what the idea behind the Deep Work is that if you're able to isolate your brain, your concentration from all the noise that is around you, and you dial down and you spend a few hours every single day doing deep work, you will get ahead of the pack. You will be able to, again, climb to the top of any industry because not a lot of people are getting that deep work that will allow them to get better. So that's Deep Work. Book number two is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Now, I'm actually switching, doing almost a 180 degrees, moving into a different realm here, which is more about mental health, being relaxed, being able to be connected with yourself, and spirituality. And the reason why I think The Power of Now is very important, and actually in a way, it really clicks with deep work, is because meditating and being in the moment is a very great way to stop overthinking, stop compulsive thinking, and really learn how to focus and concentrate. The Power of Now is a book that has helped a lot of people fight stress as well as anxiety and depression. And I think that everyone that wants to get better should be reading it at least once. I've read it at least three times. It's one of my favorite books of all time, but enough said. Now, the third book here is The Industries of the Future by Alec Ross. Now, Alec Ross used to work for the American government a few years ago, I believe during the Obama administration. And the reason why he wrote this book is because he traveled all over the world to make sure that the United States was on top of all the industry changes that were happening all over the world. So The Industries of the Future is an amazing future thinking book that talks about sustainable energy, robotics, so on and so forth. So a lot of topics that are super hot right now, but it will be even hotter in the future. And as an entrepreneur, I think that everybody can benefit from this read and, of course, can seek progress with their business by simply understanding where the world is going. Last but not least is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. Paulo Coelho doesn't really need an introduction, is the, in my opinion, one of the most amazing writers of the 20th century. And he wrote The Alchemist. It's a book about a shepherd that, I don't really want to spoil the story, but you definitely want to read it. It's about a shepherd that starts this amazing journey to follow his dreams. And he finally, at the very end, realizes that what he was looking for was beside him the whole time. time. And the whole point of the book is that in order for you to be fulfilled, you really need to be true to your dreams and to your aspirations. So I think these four books are enough for today. You have enough to read for at least a month, if not more, depending on how fast you read. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, up your game.